Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time. No way you knew this. That has to be a request.
Yes, that was. I was inundated with requests for this song on the text line this morning. So I didn't know who the author or who the artist. Thank you. I don't know why.
Commander Cody.
Yeah.
Commander Cody. Correct.
Yeah. Yes, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
Yes. Huge hit. The '70s. Great decade.
Is it a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. One. Yes, it
that
was.
Makes
yes,
sense.
It was, Courtney. We are in Newport, Rhode Island for the Audrain Concourse Motor Week. And on the show this morning, Jay Leno. Jay Leno will be here in about an hour. And then later, Nate Burleson, who used to play with Wiggy. We ran into Nate last night, and he's going to beat the geek. So it'll be Shime v. Nate Burleson. Shime versus somebody who actually played the game that Shime thinks he knows better than in most cases.
So, yeah.
Nate will beat the geek later on today's show. We are at Newport Craft Brewing. By the way, Newport Craft Brewing, we have a round of applause for them because they are donating the proceeds from beer and food sales. So if you enjoy a Wally's wiener or two while you're here this morning, they are giving the proceeds to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is fantastic.
I saw fried pickles on the menu.
Yeah.
So
craving?
Ooh, yeah, a little bit.
Pickles? That's a big time. It's a big craving item.
Can I also say, if there are other pregnant girls out there who are missing dirty martinis, I have started, last night was my first, getting just blue cheese stuffed olives on the side just to feel something, and it's working really well. It gave me that little jolt.
That was sad last night.
It was.
You have gone from, you used to lead the charge when it came to being out and about on the night before road shows.
Yeah, Eamon took that over last night.
Oh,
but
is
no.
Eamon alive?
Yeah, Eamon is alive.
My Lord, how many Manhattans did you put down last night?
What? No, that's a lie. That, what you just did right there, is a bold face.
Two plus two,
like at dinner?
Two big ones.
Yeah, no.
They were strong.
I will say, he looked like a new man with that outfit and the hair.
Yeah. Great. It looked great last night.
Yeah.
That's a good, I guess, you know, if you can't have the actual thing, you have the blue cheese stuffed off.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot to get to, including They Said It coming up. But on the lead side of things, real quick for me, and my apologies to Wiggy because Wiggy can't stand golf, but there's this big ongoing discussion about who should be the next captain of the Ryder Cup team. And Phil Mickelson yesterday declared that he believes it should be somebody who is not from golf. He suggested Coach K, Curtis.
Shoot me in the head. Coach K?
Or Lou Holtz.
why not get Newt Rockne's ashes?
Have you seen Lou Holtz lately?
Lou Holtz?
They're going to... That was his suggestion.
He's like 1,000 years old.
The last time I saw Lou Holtz, he's got his butt kicked by BC in 94.
Right, he looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Phil said he doesn't want it. He's taking his name out.
He did the preemptive, I'm taking
my name out of the hat before anybody put it in there. The obvious choice is Tiger Woods.
Of course.
So I don't know, maybe Tiger wouldn't do it. I feel like he would.
Yeah, that's a perfect spot for Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
you're past your prime when it comes to your playing days, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you can still be included in the game, and you're such a PGA hardo.
Do it for America.
Yes,
like,
Yes.
Do it for your country.
Yep.
So that seems to me to be the obvious choice.
Why don't they do, and I don't know much, I don't know anything about golf. Why don't they do guys that used to play but no longer – or might be playing on the senior tour, but are not that far removed that they know all the guys.
They do. Sometimes.
Oh, they do that?
That's literally every year. Yeah. This year was different because Keegan was playing so well, but when they wanted Brookline, it was Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah. Okay, so normally they do that. Okay.
That's what the Europeans do. I mean, that's generally what you do. You don't need to go outside of
golf. That's stupid.
I mean, that's
Coach K, what the hell is he all about?
I mean, maybe Bill Belichick will be available, Curtis.
Right. Well,
could you see Bill parading, Colin Morikawa.
I don't think he's comfortable with all those olds.
I'm sure Brady would love it.
Yes. Oh, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're going outside golf.
If you're
going
to go outside golf, you've got to get somebody who's at least connected. I mean, Tom Brady's gone on to say that golf's harder than football. Yeah. So
Gerard Mayo's available. I mean, maybe. I don't know if you're going outside of golf.
Yeah, no, I think that's the dumbest thing
all
ever.
All right. Those are our leads. Let's at least start with They Said It, Chud.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it. It's brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's with a K today. What's up first, Shine?
Well, Greg, after that upsetting loss by your Boston Red Sox last night, Alex Bregman spoke in the clubhouse to media and talked about his future. Or kind of was at least asked about his future with the Red Sox. Here was Alex Bregman talking to the media last night.
Definitely tough. Like you said,
Sorry, let's try that again.
Definitely tough. Like you said, started back in February in spring training. Set out on a goal. We didn't get there this year. Proud of the fight in the room all year long. I feel like our team got better and better every step of the way. The future's bright. Obviously, this sucks right now. This is brutal. We envisioned winning tonight, making a deep run, but proud of the fight in the room, proud of the guys. It was an honor to put on this jersey.
Alex, you said they have a bright future with the young group. Is this a clubhouse you could envision being a part of if both sides can come to an agreement?
Of course. Not even thinking about that at all right now. I'm thinking about the game that just happened.
Alex, when you talked about future not being on your mind, excuse the question, but with that decision coming in the next month, what are the next few weeks hold for you in terms of that, thinking about it?
I'm going to think about this game and the guys in the room and start my off season and get after it and become a better baseball player.
Eek. Yeah, he gone.
He's gone?
Yeah, that
he's
is.
He's gone?
Wow.
I mean, maybe not gone, but he is going to. Like, that was
Opt
not.
Out.
Yeah.
You think so too, Curtis?
I do. And can I
he gone!
This is the best summation of the Sox season. I just saw this June Lee on X. Perfectly stated. This was a fun Sox team, but I'm infuriated by the missed opportunities. They had a legitimate shot at the World Series. If the front office hadn't alienated their superstar hitter, gotten nothing in return for Devers, and been more aggressive at the deadline, Sox fans deserve better. The front office put too much stock in unproven rookies and took victory laps for their development before they proved anything at the major league level. It was a small market mindset in one of the biggest markets in sports. Perfectly stated.
Yeah.
Amen. Cosign.
Who's the superstar that they alienated?
Devers.
Devers. Or
oh, but that, I think weren't wasn't that a but wasn't everybody happy about the Devers move? So I wouldn't blame the front office for that one.
If they had figured out a way to not pursue Bregman in such a public way and kept Bregman and Devers, the team's better.
During the off season, what they should have done is sat Devers down. We all agree that they lied to Devers going into the season, correct?
Yep.
It's like the writing's on the wall there. If I'm Alex Bregman, the season ends the way that it does. You look at the rocky up and down that you had all season long, and especially starting the way that he did, you come to a place where Alex Bregman should have been praised from jump, and instead he was put into this love triangle where everybody's debating whether he should go or Devers should go, and that sucks.
Tristan Casas is picking the lineup out.
But you write him a check and he stays. It's that easy. I mean, it's that.
Who's that, Bregman?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
It's that easy.
What's that check, though?
And whatever. What's he making now, 40?
I think he's scheduled to make $80 million over the next 2 years.
I think you just have to extend the years because they want to allow for the whatever the work stoppage is going to be. And I would do that all day long. The guy's an unbelievable leader. Like, I would – he's another coach.
Like I'm all for bringing him back. Absolutely.
He may be, you know, you may hear that and say, all right, I think he wants out, but I think he stays if you give him the money.
Yeah. I mean, he's scheduled to make 80 over the next 2 years. So if you drop another 2 years at 80 on that,
right, so make it 4 years, 160.
Yeah. Then you probably can get him. I mean, I don't know how good his market is going to be. I don't know what the number he was. I know when he was leaving Houston, he wanted like $200 million. But I don't know if his.
But he couldn't get that.
Like, right,
that
exactly.
That wasn't available.
For him. And I don't know if he's going to get.
It's not going to be now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So, but that doesn't. For I'm not going to let him off the hook on the Devers money. Like you got to redo the deal with Bregman, and then you got to spend the Devers money, which is $30 million on pitching.
Do you think they will?
No,
I think
I think what you're talking about when it comes to the small market,
a small market mindset in one of the biggest markets in sports.
I think they like having the small market mindset in a big market because they believe financially that they can win that way.
Right.
And so I think they like the fact that you get Roman Anthony on cheap money for a while. Christian Campbell didn't work out, but I think they loved being able to do that deal with him at $8 million or whatever it was. And I think they believe that they can win that way.
But they also love being in the mix, right? And I think what this season did for them, especially going to the postseason, it hopefully lights a fire under their ass, knowing that, okay, we can't really make a move, like make a big push unless we add – you know, whether it's a Joe Ryan, a legit superstar.
Wiggy, I think it's the opposite, sadly. I think they sit back and say, I saved $30 million on Devers. I got to the playoffs. This is the way to do it. We don't need big price tag.
But they lost. They lost in the playoffs because they didn't have
Do you think it was a profitable season for the Red Sox?
Yes.
But don't you think they would want the playoff money?
Nah. I think they look at it and go, we can add one. We get Roman Anthony back. We can add one more. Guys are a season older. So I don't know.
Soto. The Mets didn't make the playoffs. We were smart not to pay him.
Yeah. Like,
that's what they're saying to themselves.
We're a little bit through. They said it. We'll continue with that coming up. We're going to talk to Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots coming up on a Patriots Friday. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox season is over. They dropped game 3-4-0. Connelly Early lasted 3 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 6 in his MLB postseason debut. And we got to talk about the Yankees because Cam Schlittler started the season in AA and last night became the first pitcher ever to fire 8 scoreless innings with 12-plus strikeouts and 0 walks in a playoff game.
Are they having some kind of a parade down Route 1 in Walpole today, Curtis? Oh.
Big day in Walpole.
They're probably changing some street names, right?
Yeah.
They did that for the Knicks.
That's right.
Mac Jones and the Niners outlast the Rams in overtime, 26-23, the final in L.A. Mac Jones completed 33 of 49 passes for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. It's a Patriots Friday. We'll be joined by Robert Spillane next to talk all things Sunday Night Football between the Pats and the Bills for Week 5. And before Sunday, Saturday, we've got BC and Pitt at noon and UMass in Western Michigan at 2:30.
Okay, it's a Flex Friday in Newport, Rhode Island, and we will be right back with Robert Spillane.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not only is it a Flex Friday at the Newport Brewing Company in Newport, Rhode Island, but it's also a Patriots Friday. And Robert Splaine of the New England Patriots on this show, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Also brought to you by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by Zondark Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. And also brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing great. We're in Rhode Island. Have you had the opportunity to visit? Round of applause, please, for Robert Splaine. Have you had the opportunity to visit this state, Robert?
We have not yet. I can't wait to bring my two little younger daughters down there in the off season, though, and spend some time down there when we get a chance.
It is. It's beautiful down here, and nice win last week. I'm sure you know we sit in. Fans look at these things and say, well, it's the Panthers. I'm sure you can tell us that any week you get a win, it's great to get that win.
It's never too easy to come by wins in this league, so any chance we get to take a victory home is a huge week for us.
Robert, you guys obviously got a tough one, Buffalo Sunday night. When you look at Josh Allen, his ability to make off-scripted plays outside the pocket is, I think, where he really shines. So how important is it that you almost keep him in the pocket and turn him into a pocket passer rather than him get out and have to be able to make some of those off-script plays?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, they are the number one rushing team in the NFL. For us to be able to get a chance at Josh Allen, we're going to have to put them at third and long to give us a chance to get home to him. If not, he is very dangerous with his legs and extending plays and keeping his eyes downfield.
Robert, so far throughout the first 4 weeks, you guys have had 39 flags thrown against you, a penalty issue throughout those 4 weeks. Moving forward, how can you guys fix that to make sure it's not a problem, especially against an important game against the Bills?
Yeah, during these practices during the week, we have to really focus on our techniques and our fundamentals. Good techniques and fundamentals lead to clean play, limiting those penalties and helping us get off the field, essentially.
Robert, what has your experience been with the Bills Mafia in your NFL career?
Yeah, as a player, I try to stay out of affairs with opposing teams' fans, so... I know they love their team and they cheer hard for their team, but that, for me, that's an every week situation. So I stay away from dealing with them personally.
Just be careful. They like to throw strange things on the field sometimes, Robert, up there.
Yeah, but they have hundreds of cameras in that arena, and when they do, they kick those guys out and don't invite them back. So.
What is, from your perspective, what are the toughest stadiums to play in the NFL?
You got to start with Buffalo. I mean, they've been so good. I think they've won their last 14 games at home. So they've just been very dominant in their home environment. It'll be a great challenge for us on primetime football.
Robert, you talked about Buffalo's ability to run the football. I mean, you guys look at what you do defensively. You guys are one of the better teams in the National Football League when it comes to stopping the run. So what do you think you're going to have to do specifically when it comes to stopping the Buffalo Bills' rushing attack? Where do you have to stay on point?
Yeah, you got to build a – edge wall swarm is how we talk to defend the run game. So put a heavy edge on it, build the wall at the line of scrimmage, and then swarm to the ball carrier. This guy, James Cook, is an elite running back who has contact balance, speed, and vision. So making sure all 11 are at the point of attack on any run play.
Robert, you specifically against Pittsburgh had 15 total tackles, then 10 last week against the Panthers. What's been working for you? How have you been able to see the field better?
Yeah, I've continued to trust in my positioning on the field and my teammates, and just been able to make a few more plays these past few weeks. And sometimes that's a product of the game plan. Sometimes it's a product of production. And I'm excited to continue to build off the last 2 weeks.
You got Christian Gonzalez back last week. What does that do for this defense?
It does everything. Having an elite shutdown corner provides you a luxury to call different defensive calls, to play a different style of football. And I just loved watching him come out there. One of his first plays makes a clean tackle in the box like he hadn't missed a play. So it's great to have him back.
The last 2 weeks, you ranked fifth, according to PFF, as a linebacker grade. You got tackles, you got interceptions. What has clicked for you in this defense recently?
Yeah, I think it comes down to trust, knowing where you fit in within the bigger scheme of the picture. It has been a quite a big change for me in terms of how I look at the field and just getting that comfortability with where I fit in the defense and how I need to be there to be a good teammate.
You a guy who likes playing that late game on Sunday night, or does that screw with
there
you?
There is no doubt.
No doubt.
There is no doubt. We live for these primetime football games. When the whole country's watching, when all your peers around the league are watching, they just finished their games for the day and they're racing home to watch you play Sunday night football. I know it means more, and these games are huge, and we want to go out there and perform.
Robert, I'm reading a column today by Doug Kide in the Boston Herald, and I think my colleague Courtney and her husband will be very happy to know that your favorite movie is Harry Potter.
Yes.
I do enjoy the Harry Potter series.
Do you have all a favorite?
All of them. They're all good. I just watched the Half-Blood Prince on our last away trip, so I'm excited to kind of finish out the series with the Deathly Hallows here shortly.
I'm a Goblet of Fire girl myself, but are you excited for the HBO series that's going to be hitting the TV screen soon?
Yeah, I haven't seen too much on it, but I'm sure that'll be fun.
Do you dress up like a wizard?
Pardon?
Do you dress up like a wizard? Because I feel like all Harry Potter fans dress up like wizards and warlocks and all those things. So
you know, the only thing I ever dressed up as is a football player for my whole Halloween career as a kid. So I've always been a football player. Never dressed up as a wizard before.
Well, we're happy about that. So is everybody here in Newport, Rhode Island. So, Robert, go get them. Go get them on Sunday night, and let's do it. All right, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Really appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, Robert Spillane, 8:20 start on Sunday night.
Yeah,
and so
prime time.
Listen, you can't have it both ways. You can't complain about the fact that they never get primetime games and then be mad because it's late.
Like I will never complain about primetime games.
Yeah,
being there, I love 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
1 o'clock forever.
Yeah, when I was a player, I didn't mind the primetime games, but as a fan, give me the 1 o'clock.
Don't you guys do the same thing where it's in the second half and it's like 11:03? You're like, okay, so now it's going to be 4 hours and 40 minutes. Okay, now it's going to be 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I hope they win. I'm concerned about Milton Williams. I know he wasn't going to answer anything about it, so it's not worth asking. Yeah. But
so he did not practice.
He's going to probably – he was limited, and then he was out.
With an ankle,
I would say I doubt he makes the trip.
Yeah, if he doesn't – what's – today's Friday. If he doesn't practice today, they'll try to push him today because that's what they do on Fridays, is try to see what a guy can do. And if you can't really do much on a Friday, then you generally don't play.
Shime, how much time you spent with the film this week?
A little bit, nothing too crazy. I mean, with Josh Allen, it's just kind
Pace
of
yourself.
He's amazing. So it's not a whole lot you can really prepare for.
You haven't dived into the all 22s.
I don't need to with Josh Allen. He's a super. He's a superhero. He can make any play on the planet.
Well, it's going to be interesting because Robert talked about Buffalo's ability to run the ball, but the Patriots have done a really good job this year when it comes to defending the run. So it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, what happens at that point. I think that you make Josh, and it's crazy to say this, but I think you make Josh Allen a pocket passer when you can get him in those positions, because I'd rather him be in the pocket throwing versus those plays where he gets out of the pocket and then he just is like unstoppable.
And it's going to be a big lane discipline, Wiggy. I know you're familiar with this for the defensive line, just because he loves when he does scramble, he loves to scramble kind of over the center and over the guards instead of kind of outside the tackles like what Drake May likes to do. So you have to really kind of be disciplined in containing that pocket.
I've never seen anybody throw as they approach the sideline as right. accurately as he does. Like, you think the play's dead. You think he's going to be out, you know, 1 yard loss. And then the next thing you know, he just chucks it 40 yards.
Yeah, I
touchdown.
Mean, Mahomes also.
But Josh Allen is just so much bigger and stronger. Yeah. Like Mahomes,
and now Mac Jones. Really,
well, yeah, Mac the Island is. All,
I actually,
he wasn't
I
moving
feel like
much.
Mac might be. I feel like Mac might be better than Brady.
Hey, listen. Mac, I'm telling you, the 49ers, I have to say it, man. I'm not a huge – listen, I'm not a Mac Jones fan, but that the Bay Area is calling for Mac.
Let's go back to that draft. How would you redraft that? Definitely had a Justin Fields.
Mac Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely had a Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Trevor Lawrence?
He beat Trevor Lawrence head-to-head, didn't he? Or was that Purdy who played that game?
Purdy played that game in the Jaguars.
And he stunk, and Purdy stunk that game. Yeah, right.
So, Curtis, I know how you feel about this, but if you look at Mac now, the way he is, the way he's performing now, is it all Bill Belichick that Bill Belichick ruined him for a period of time?
I think what the difference is that he didn't ruin him. He didn't support him is a better way to describe it. That they had, if you look at Tua, and we said this at the time, both Alabama quarterbacks, look at what the Dolphins did to surround Tua with Waddle and Tyreek Hill and all those guys, as opposed to what the Patriots did for Mac Jones, which was Hunter Henry and Pray for Rain. And you look at what Mac Jones is able to do now in San Francisco with quality offensive coaching and good players around him. He is an NFL quarterback, and you tried your best to ruin
him. And it is the coaching, because it ain't even rain over there. They have nobody when it comes to the guys he's throwing to. I mean, all his guys are out other than McCaffrey, and it, you know, you got to give him credit. What do you have, two tugs last night, no interceptions? He's played better than Purdy. That's why there is a real – there's a quarterback controversy in San Francisco.
There isn't a quarterback controversy.
Yes, there is, Sean.
Wiggy. Absolutely.
Wiggy, Sean, if you get rid of Brock Purdy, it's a $90 million dead cap hit. 90.
Sean, when Purdy was playing, he had 4 interceptions to 4 touchdowns.
I am aware. In the second game, he was hurt.
That's 2 games.
Yes, in 2 games. Mac Jones has played in 3 games, and he's thrown 6 touchdowns and 1 interception.
I'm very aware, Wiggy. I understand. He was also – Brock Purdy was very hurt in that game last week against the Jaguars.
Yeah, but he wasn't hurt in the first game when he threw 2 interceptions.
And they
the
won.
The offense was much healthier around Purdy when he played compared to Mac Jones last night.
Sure. Hey. I don't disagree. Mac Jones is playing great. I don't disagree. And I think you're right in saying that in hindsight, the contract was bad. I think we said it – a lot of us said it at the time that the contract was bad. I agree in that regard, but I think – having given him the contract, there's no way out of it at this point, and it's just, like, there's no controversy. It's Brock Purdy's job.
I just think that when you look at Mac Jones moving forward, he's better hope that he can stay in San Francisco because, to me, it's a personality thing. And I don't think it just falls on Bill Belichick. I think it falls on whatever head coach he has, making sure that they are the right type of coach for Mac Jones. Do you want that quarterback around the league that's not necessarily going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league? Like, Mac Jones might get bounced around a bit throughout his career. I don't think he's going to be as good as we've been seeing him in San Francisco with every coach he gets. And that's not – that doesn't, in my mind, fall on Bill Belichick. That falls on Mac Jones because he's not mentally tough enough to handle every head coach.
Yeah, maybe he learned his lesson, though.
I don't think so.
I think he was humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a good thing.
Look at Baker Mayfield.
I don't know, Greg. I saw the suit he walked into the game with that last night. That doesn't look like a humbled guy.
That was the worst suit I've ever seen in my entire life, Shimes.
It looked like Harley Quinn.
That was not swag, Wiggy. That was terrible.
All right. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Flex Friday at Newport Craft Brewing. And I want to thank these guys because when you come here this morning, have a beer, have a Wally's Wiener. They are donating the proceeds to the Greg Hill Foundation and our beneficiaries. We actually should probably – there's like 30 different ways you can have your wiener here.
Yeah, save that.
Pause.
At Wally's. So maybe we should – should we have wieners for breakfast?
I mean, it's never too early for a wiener.
Pause.
they grill the wieners? Because they probably grill the wieners here. So there's two wieners that I want.
There are?
Yeah, on that list that I looked at.
Let me guess. Are you going for the mac and cheese?
Is it the Cam Newton?
No, it's not the Cam Newton wiener.
I think 6-inch wieners are the best.
Yeah, how big are Wally's wieners? Are they 6 inches? I mean, you know, some places do the foot long. I prefer a 6-inch.
Who's got the foot long?
We'll have Courtney measure them.
All right.
She's very generous.
I'm not good at that.
She's very generous.
That she is.
Not good at measuring. I usually undersell.
You oversell.
No, I undersell.
It's the metric system.
I don't know that I've really ever had much on. Like, they have the Mac Dog, since we're talking about Mac Jones.
Good.
Which is American cheese, lettuce, onions, pickles, burger sauce. Like, I don't know if I like all this stuff. Wiggy wants the truffle shuffle.
Yeah.
Which is mushrooms, caramelized onions, and truffle aioli.
Yeah.
On a dog.
That, and I like the Wally one, too.
You like the Wally, bacon, peppers, onions, and Wally sauce.
Yeah. Oh, sounds good.
Wally sauce sounds interesting.
Sounds very good.
There's a pizza dog with pepperoni, mozzarella, marinara. Which you should not disturb. So, all right. Well, anyway, we're here in Newport with you guys. Thanks for coming out on a Friday morning. We will you want to chime? Why don't we continue with the rest of They Said It, and then we'll get to the news coming up at 8.
Sure.
Jay Leno, the great Jay Leno, will be here with us at 8:15 on today's show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, I hope you're watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch because of the moves from Coach Wiggins.
I hope you haven't eaten if you are.
Is that a request? Was that your choice?
This is like a bone playlist.
William Devon.
I hope you didn't just pull a hammy.
No, that's a classic right there.
Right, well.
Remember the caddies with the diamond in the back, though? The whole window was covered up, and it had the little diamond window in the back.
Yeah.
We just got a glimpse into you and Talina's bedroom.
Huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, believe me.
My guy, Shime, is taking requests. Auto theme this morning because we are in Newport, Rhode Island.
Yep.
And it is Audrain Newport Concours Motor Week, so all kinds of incredible vehicles all around us. We are at the Newport Craft Brewing organization here, and they have been great hosts, and I hope you come out and see us before the show ends. Jay Leno will be here next hour. Nate Burleson will go and attempt to beat the geek against Shime at 9 on this morning's show. Let's open the Window World of Boston weather window for Curtis here in Newport, if we could. And you look right across. You see the bridge out there, Curtis?
I do.
The bridge to Newport. Beautiful bridge.
You're trying to tell me to do something?
No, I'm not. No, we love having you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Very nice people in Rhode Island. I feel like we're always here after a cataclysmic event in Boston sports.
Yeah.
Because the first big road show we did was the morning after the Patriots drafted Cole Strange, and we all know that that was the worst thing that ever happened. And now we're here after the Yankees won. But it can get better today. It's going to be a beautiful day. 53 right now, sunny skies, going to be near 70 and sunny this afternoon. In Newport, back home in Boston, about the same.
Okay. You get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month. That's it from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Shime, rest of They Said It, what's next?
Well, Greg, after the game, the MLB Network was kind of breaking down the Red Sox, and they seem to have a very bright future planned for the Boston Red Sox. They say they would buy stock in the Sox. Here they were talking about the Red Sox.
Well, I will tell you what, though. I'd buy stock in the Boston Red Sox. Oh, yeah. I love the young position players and the young pitchers. He's right. You know, we heard so much about the core, the big three position players and Mayer and Roman Anthony and Campbell. These pitchers, between Tolley and Early, I mean, these kids can pitch.
Yeah.
And so they've got a lot going in the right direction. They need to fortify first base, figure out what they're going to do there. Is Cassis an answer there? Can he stay healthy? Or do they go out and get a Pete Alonso and play him at first base? Like, you start dreaming a little bit about some additions to this team and improve the defense. They have to do that. But they've got a solid core and a young team to build around for the future.
Wiggy wants Pete Alonso. I mean, who wouldn't?
Right.
If you're the Red Sox and you're willing to spend. But your lead this morning was that you think it's time to say goodbye to Alex Cora.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on. I think they will spend. I think it's time. I ultimately, if I had to bet, I don't think they're going to move on from Cora.
But you think he should be gone.
I think he should be gone.
And that's because you think he mismanaged game two.
Yeah.
And
they lead the league in errors.
And he has not been able to solve that problem.
Yep. And I think that you look at it, you have all these young players, these new players. It's time for fresh new blood as your manager, right? It's when do you get.
But they seem to love the guy.
They do love him.
But everybody, I mean, there are plenty of coaches that people love.
Do you think they'd hate Baratek?
Right.
No.
But it's time for new blood. It's time for a new way of thinking. Like, you see teams, and how long do you just ride with a guy when they haven't been able to do anything? I mean, how long would you say, okay, how long should he be the manager for?
I guess they're going to give him a chance next year because they internally believe that they have almost all the pieces in place. Like, I think they're very happy.
Do you think the third base coach is back?
I hope not.
Yeah.
That may be a fall guy.
You think the hitting coach is back?
I'm assuming
the drive line. I mean, it's just all computer programmed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
but would you be okay if they switch all those guys and keep Cora?
No.
You also
please call drive line.
But you have to also remember that John Henry in the front office, they stuck their neck out for Alex Cora. They brought him back after the scandal that sidelined him for so long. I just think that they have so much stock
in him. No, they did him a favor is what they did.
They also gave him a contract extension.
Yeah, they did him a favor.
They did.
The best thing to ever happen to Alex Cora is Ron Renicki. Like, that was so bad.
Yeah.
When he was the year filling in during COVID. I know they're not going to fire him. I just like this topic because it bothers the crap out of my good friend Lou and all the baseball hardos out there that say he is totally blameless, yet in the next breath, when they win, it's, look at the job of Alex Cora. What a remarkable day. That doesn't make sense. My man Wiggs says the math ain't mathin'.
Right.
And that's something that is frustrating because literally you get born in the Boston area, you learn not to use an R, and you learn to rip the manager. Those are the two things that everybody is indoctrinated into. And for some reason, Alex Cora has been above reproach beyond reproach.
But Lou, you're right about Lou. Lou will tell you. We get Lou on Monday. He's going to tell you that Alex Cora is one of the best managers in the game.
How does that happen with Eaton in the game two?
Right.
How on a ground ball, even if they hadn't bobbled it, he's one of your fastest players, one of the fastest players in the major leagues. How is he not scoring on that play?
Right.
You're on second, the full count, you're off with the pitch. One run changes that game. Situationally, we would give the head coach of a football team a hard time, but we don't do it with the Red Sox.
And Lou and these guys say he's one of the best coaches in baseball. What has he done? When you look at him, his teams,
won a World Series is going to be the answer.
Yeah, well, they were banging trash cans.
How many coaches then have won championships?
Wiggy, they're going to turn around and say that he got that 21 team as far as he got that 21 team.
And how long ago was that?
Four years ago
is not that long.
All right, so what's more known about Alex Cora? That he gets his team to the championship and doing big things, or that his teams fall apart in the second half of the season.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy says.
Oh man.
Wiggy says it's time for Alex Cora to go.
Man.
All right.
I got to tell you, the Sox could have used those dongs.
Also, nobody is more easily distracted by food than Jermaine Wiggins.
You got a knife?
So we have Wally's dogs. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, and you should be, and it is presented on Twitch and on YouTube by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, then you can see the dogs that we got
here.
That
one does look
good.
And
they're
all
they're dressed with a lot of good stuff.
I control the food demon.
Wally Tweeners.
The food demon is taking the lead.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, sometimes you get possessed, Curtis. Amen. It's the way it is.
We will take a break so Wiggy can have breakfast.
Thank you.
Multiple wieners. When we come back, the news.
Yep.
And then 8:20, right around 8:20, 8:30, we will be joined here in Newport by Jay Leno on a Flex Friday at WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.